Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Incomparable, number 655, March 2023.
Welcome back to The Incomparable, everyone. I am your guest host, Annette Weirstra, and joining me in guest hosting duties is Kathy Campbell.
Hello, everyone. We are excited to bring you a draft that promises to be ruthless, heartless, and dangerous even. The Disney Princess Draft.
We have assembled a crack team to draft Disney princesses with us, and we will introduce them in the order carefully assigned to them by random.org.
Random.org.
We bring the random to you.
Random
pitches by the sounds of it.
You are so talented. That's why we invited you here.
That'll get fixed. Yeah, just auto-tune me. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post.
Thanks, Steven. We always fix it in post.
So our order will start with James Thompson.
Well, I've always wanted to be a princess, so here we go.
Next up, a true Disney princess, Rosemary Orchard.
Well, hello there. I have my own library. Does that count?
Yes, it does. Definitely. And following Rosemary, we will have Moises Chulian.
Sitting in my lonely tower. I'm looking forward to how completely off the rails this will no doubt go almost immediately. I feel like I have something of an unfair advantage as an anointed reserve Disney prince by multiple real life Disney princesses. I do not plan on using that advantage against any of you. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, like, us, who right? anointed you, Moises? Did you anoint yourself?
Jody Benson and Paige O'Hara.
Oh. Glenning. Oh, name dropping. Yeah. Sorry. Different.
He's Moises.
There's just plain name dropping.
There's one person on this draft who's duetted with Belle from Beauty and the Beast, and it's me, in case you can tell.
Well, I'm going to pick up these names off of the floor and hand them back
yes,
to Moises.
I dropped them everywhere.
And then introduce Kelly Gamont.
I can't outclass any of that. I regularly hang out with someone who used to represent Ariel at one of the parks. So maybe that gives me some cred, I suppose. We'll see.
I'm sure that it will.
Fingers crossed. It's not like I've duetted with anybody or anything, being but a mere mortal over here, apparently. But yeah, we'll see.
Coming up next will be Monty Ashley.
Well, I could get in on the name dropping game, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to say that if I do not do a very good job on this draft, I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk out of here on, what do you call them? Feet.
Well done.
Oh, and final guest other than our guest host, we have Glenn Fleischman. Somehow we invited Glenn. Who, Annette, did we talk about this beforehand?
I don't think we did. He just sort of slipped right in here.
Yeah.
Well, listen, come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
That's the wrong draft, Glenn.
Wrong draft.
Oh, checking my notes.
And following all of you, Kathy and I will share a final choice together. We have fought long and hard about our choices, and if you snipe us, we will be displeased.
Indeed. Disney has an official list of 13 princesses and several honorary and former princesses. But you know that at The Incomparable, we don't color inside the lines. So we've permitted our players to be creative.
Is permitted the right word? I mean,
combative.
We're trying to keep you in line. I'm just going to say that we have given them basically one rule To guide our judgments, it should be obvious from the title of this draft, but players must prove that their entry meets both of these criteria. One, they must be a princess. Two, they must belong to Disney somehow.
Now, of course, persuasive arguments are welcome and encouraged. Annette and I will be the judges, and our rulings will be final.
We will have two or three official draft rounds, depending on how much all of you talk. you know how this goes. Yeah. And a final bring out your wallflowers round, which will be a final speed round to cram in as many princesses as possible.
Into a box.
Yes.
That's illegal.
Hang on a minute. Wait, we're not cramming them into a palace or a castle?
Or a glass coffin?
Probably a tower.
Now that we are officially off the rails, but we at least have the introduction done, let the games begin.
Okay. So now that I get to go first, I'll just get the really obvious ones out of the way. My top choice here is somebody who spent a lot of her life actually unaware of her princess heritage. She worked first in politics, later in the military. Did eventually find out that she was secretly adopted, which is a very kind of Disney princessy type thing, was in fact of royal descent. Her mother, as it turned out, was the queen of an entire planet. While she may not have always embraced her royal nature, she was very certainly a princess. I speak, of course, of Princess Leia Organa. She was even kept prisoner in a fortress by her father. And I don't think there's anything that says Disney princess more than that.
Was she a princess?
Yes.
Was her father a king?
Her mother was a queen.
Are
you going to say that we have to follow?
I didn't have today pegged as the day that Monty became exposed as an absolute monarchist.
I'm just making him go. I'm just making him connect the dots. You know, obviously she's a princess, but I want the podcast to reflect that he did the work is all.
Yeah, I mean, I think if your mother's a queen, you're a princess. And that will apply to all of my choices going forth.
It's true. We have now set a precedent in the legal terms. So you only need one parent to be royal.
Yeah.
And I think, James, it is a measure of my love for you that I am not unbelievably upset at the fact that you just...
I would like to say that the notes in front of me, I missed out the start because it gave it away. My first line was, I'm so sorry, Kaylee.
I have a follow-up question. Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yes.
Yes. No.
Was Amidala still queen when she gave birth to Leia? I thought she wasn't anymore.
Her term had expired.
Yeah. Queens were elected and senators were appointed in that. Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. Naboo democratically elected teenage queens. Yes.
I mean,
a former queen is still a queen. It's kind of like the Marines. You're always a Marine.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Thanks.
The only thing I don't know is I think like Amidala was alive enough for her to still be queen and for the Leia to be born and be a princess at that point, because I don't know if at the point where Amidala dies. So I think you need like about...
Leia, she was a princess of Alderaan, so...
Yeah.
Because she didn't know her parents.
Independently of biological...
Oh,
right.
Ties.
So a double princess.
They're calling her princess in Star Wars, so people know she's a princess somehow. I'm just trying to figure out why.
I thought it was ironic.
I mean, she's a princess twice over. I mean, frankly, all other princesses wish they were as much princess as she was.
She's allowed to hand out medals, which I think is a sort of princess trait.
Ceremonial duties.
Only to humanoid life forms without hair, though, as you know.
Presiding on a dais, very important princess responsibility.
On a dais.
Thank you, Monty.
And has a special outfit for doing so, so I think that counts as well.
Yeah.
Special presenting outfit.
I think we can establish that Lucasfilm is owned by Disney, and Disney Plus has all this stuff. So.
That was not in a question whatsoever.
No.
And I feel like we're all in agreement, but most importantly, Annette and I are in agreement that that is a valid choice. And let's move on to Rosemary.
Well,
This was difficult, figuring out who my first princess was, and then building up a humongous backup list, because, you know, I assumed I was going to go last. And so I am going to go with my original choice, because what is more selfless than, you know, volunteering to spend the rest of your life locked in a castle to save a family member, you know, who then, of course, manages to get imprisoned in an asylum, or nearly, but, you know, in return for which you get a library, you get to sing, and hey, you also get a Christmas special featuring ice skating and a singing organ and a piccolo. Like, you have to be a princess if your name is Belle. It's obvious. And also, fabulous dress, you know.
I'm so furious right now.
Thank you. Belle was on our list too, but, you know, I figured she'd be a top pick.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kind of one of the best ones.
Now, is she? Excuse me. I'm just a simple country, wow. French country lawyer. But
here we go.
Is Belle a princess, though? Isn't she more like a queen when she? What's her princessness?
She's on the official list.
Official yeah. Disney princess. I know, list. But so regardless
really,
of that,
do we really think
the Beast
she,
is
it's
a
by
prince.
Marriage, right?
Yeah. Beast is a prince who is then cursed because of his selfishness. But then he transforms back into a human, after which they get married,
Boo.
At which point she becomes a princess.
And he turns back into a beast for all his future appearances.
Right. Of course. Nobody likes the human version of
him. I mean, the live action human version is certainly much easier on the eyes than the animated
one. That's
true. But
mm-hmm.
yeah,
fair. That's true.
Also, when she becomes a princess, then her tiara matches her dress, mm-hmm. which just, yep. you know, extra
perfection.
Points.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Moises, it is now your turn.
Well, lacking my top potential choice, having been sniped immediately before my first choice.
I feel you, honey.
Instead, I think I'm going to have to go completely to the other side of my potential list and go for one of the deeper cuts, one of the most underappreciated, undersung, kept down by the forces of capitalism and regime change at Disney. And owing to
oh no.
my Welsh heritage, I will go to the Chronicles of Prydain and the Black Cauldrons, Princess Eilonwy.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because nobody else is going to pick her. And because this sort of out of left field thing is what will give some due attention to a character not even done fairly by her own Disney movie. She is so much more oppressed than the other Disney princesses that she's barely even remembered, let alone beloved. But she is one of the best things about that rather justly maligned movie that is kind of difficult to follow because they kind of skip various story setup things that would be helpful in figuring out what the hell's actually going on. Word is that Disney has been looking at a live action series adaptation of the entire 5-book Chronicles of Prydain series by Lloyd Alexander, at which point, hopefully, Princess Eilonwy, who starts out as a princess, doesn't become a princess, doesn't marry into it, just is a princess, she will finally get her due.
I mean, one could argue that she is, in fact, a queen since her parents were dead, but I will allow it.
Moises, you know what? I've seen that movie, and I don't remember that character. Also, I don't remember almost anything about that movie other than I've seen it. So, you know.
It's scary, and it's weird, and there are a bunch of Welsh words in it.
Which is the scary part?
I mean, the fact that you have to have multiple signs at the railway station to fit the name of the place on is the scary part of Welsh.
Right.
Delightful.
I'm a quarter Welsh, so I can be a quarter offended.
Very good. Yeah,
or a three-quarters agreement.
You're the reason I had my Welsh football gear for the World Cup.
Indeed.
All right, Kelly, it is now your turn.
All right. Well, at least I have one pick that wasn't snapped out from under me. But it'll be okay, James. I will eventually
random.
Recover.
I cannot be responsible for random numbers.
I know, but
only,
but like
only
honestly,
because we didn't use pCalc.
That's probably
that's a new feature.
But yeah, it's in the about screen, right? honestly, James, when I sat down and made my list, I was like, if James gets to go ahead of me, I don't think I'm going to get to get picked Princess Leia.
I was totally doing the same calculation. And it was like, I just wanted to know if I was ahead of you because I knew you were the one person.
I don't need to run faster than Rosemary. I only need to run faster than Kelly.
You know, hey, it's a draft. That's how this works, right? It's very full contact.
And, you know, like we only will hold grudges for some period of time.
Ever?
I'll also be okay by the time the podcast is over. So, you know, it's fine. So I'm going to pick somebody who is legitimately a Disney princess. Is directly connected to Disney. I'm starting there because that part is not in dispute.
Okay.
And this is a princess who does in fact firmly believe the world revolves around her. She's a person who just sort of doesn't understand why the rest of the world doesn't understand this. And has, in fact, given people advice on life, has spent a significant amount of time giving people fashion tips and, where needed, fashion criticism. And while we don't know much about where she comes from and really have only seen two of her nephews as far as the rest of her family anyway, I'm going with someone who's legitimate, you could have gone and bought it at the time. Perfume line was named Moi, Miss Piggy. And I'm going with a tenuous, legitimate claim to royalty in that, and this is a public thing I remember hearing at the time, the Queen of England at one point, the most recent one, the Queen at one point saw like a less flattering, in her mind anyway, photo of herself on TV and said, oh, there's my Miss Piggy face. Which is a thing that actually happened.
So are you arguing that Miss Piggy is actually Queen Elizabeth II?
No, but I am whoa, arguing that that's a relation and wow, that I
well,
think
I,
it counts.
I really heard the Commonwealth in Annette's voice there.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would say that if you had said yes to Annette's question, you would be valid, but I am unsure.
I'm gonna go with it.
Of the connection to be a true princess.
Pardon me, Kathy. Yeah. Counsel for the defense. I would just like to step in and say, have you ever seen Miss Piggy walk into a room? Because if there's anything more royal than the way that Miss Piggy comes into a room, I don't know what that is.
My counsel, Benoit Blanc, everybody.
She just kind of bobs along like all the other Muppets, really.
Right. Like, yes, her presence.
Like
her presence.
A physical description, yes, but she makes an entrance like no one else. And I would argue that her entire, to our eyes anyway, our entire lifetime of behavior tells us that she is more princessy than most of the princesses we're going to have in the draft.
I would also like to note that Miss Piggy was also Marie Antoinette in episode 313 of The Muppets. And yeah, Marie Antoinette, being Queen of France, was before that Princess of Austria. Therefore, Miss Piggy must be a princess.
Yeah, Miss Piggy is an actress. She has portrayed many princesses.
She has indeed.
Zoom
no,
chat.
No, but she doesn't portray. She becomes.
Oh, there's of course, she embodies. Like,
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So therefore, and she was also Maid Marian, and Maid Marian's definitely a princess.
Maid Marian is absolutely a princess.
Yeah, she's Princess Leia. She's
okay.
I would add an addendum to Monty's co-judge. Exhibit A of evidence. She is a queen of the stage. She has been anointed by Thespis as a true royalty of the theatrical form.
Queen of the stage or not, sir, the question is whether she is a princess.
Fair
I
point.
Say we are on the same side, sir.
I do believe, Annette, and correct me if I am incorrect in this thought process, but with the evidence of Miss Piggy's portrayals and embodiments of princesses, I believe we will allow it.
Yes, we have conferred deeply in our private chambers.
Yep.
And we will allow Miss Piggy.
Yeah, you better have.
That brings us over to you, Monty.
You guys are crazy. I'm picking Cinderella. She's nice. A princess. She's
oh, this was unexpected.
Old school Disney princess. She starts as a princess. She has a cool rags to riches story, and she ends up by marrying a guy named Prince Charming. She is the iconic Disney princess. Her castle is the best. It's at Disney World. It's very Neuschwanstein.
Oh,
I think of the old school Disney princesses, Cinderella easily has the best story. She has cool mice she hangs out with. She has magic powers. She's got a fairy godmother that will do anything for her. She's got mice and birds that sew for her.
Don't forget the pumpkin.
And she's got a pumpkin.
Yeah. No, pumpkin
I would. Okay,
I was about to say, Glenn, shame on you for objectifying Cinderella.
Not. Dear Lord.
I would argue that she doesn't start out as a princess because her father was just a merchant. But that's it's acceptable and understandable. And of course, Cinderella is allowed.
Correct. Well, I say bibbidi bobbidi boo to any aspersions sent her way.
I'm honestly flabbergasted. It's amazing. That choice. That's amazing.
Oh, and the mice call her Cinderella, which I think is great.
That is very true. Very true.
What the Monty and I both picked actual princesses. Mine, yes. Albeit not from the official list.
Yes. What about Cinderfella? Is Cinderfella? Can that be entered into the
Jerry
that's
Lewis?
That's a different podcast. Glenn.
Jerry Lewis has been banned.
That's what I was going to say. Probably not allowed.
Plus, also, Glenn, even though it is now your turn, you would have to choose Cinderfella, and
I
make a case.
Yep.
I'm not.
Yep.
I wanted to say one other thing because of Cinderfella. Cinderella has the best non-Disney stories too. Like Cinderella has so many versions of her story, which most of these Disney princesses don't.
That's true.
Really?
Yes. Ever never after. Forget the Russian epic of Cinderella as told to us by Pavel Chekhov.
A Russian friend once told me that in Russia, they don't say measure twice.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Guys cut once, they say measure 7 times cut once. And this has informed me much about Russia.
Is how you get the glass sleep out of Glenn.
Yes.
They can't get a reliable measuring tape?
Something like that. They're persistent or inaccurate. I'm not sure which.
Yeah. I don't know. But what is accurate is that it is your turn.
Oh, really? You know, yes. Random.org may be random, but it always gets me last. It's fascinating how that works.
I mean, to be fair, Annette and I are truly at the end, but yes.
It's true. Well, so I was told early on in preparing for this draft that if I wanted to make a pick that might be on, you know, require some justification, that poetry would help. And so I present to you the poem.
Oh, no.
That will help. Steven, if you would provide some music in the editing portion of this underneath this. Here we go. It won't be that long. Please, your attention.
I doubt that very much.
Are we ready? Here we go. So many choices of princess to draft. To pick unwisely would reveal that I'm daft. Out of the ordinary, you know that's my brand. Yet, I wouldn't tempt fate by turning to random.org, though it has its advantages. A particular princess to me always manages to meet the demands of the quest that they face and finish with dignity, style, and grace. Thus, my first pick. To an arcade must I turn. No sweetness, no polish, but respect they do earn. This princess may seem like a smack in the mouth, but pick him I must. I choose Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh.
No, that didn't go the direction I thought it was going.
Your honors, I must strenuously object. Wreck-It Ralph was not even in the princess slumber party scene.
Right? This is not the point.
Please.
The magic of my poem is a spell I have cast upon you, and now I will make my argument, which is Wreck-It Ralph. He is exiled from his kingdom. He is unaware of his true place in the world. His parents are absent. We know that his foil, Fix-It Felix's father, gave Fix-It Felix the Fix-It Felix hammer that repairs or brings people back from the dead. I guess it's some kind of resurrection tool as well. So Ralph clearly has parents that are absent. If Fix-It Felix has parents that are absent. So his history is obscured. He goes on a quest. He thinks he's saving someone else, but actually it's him who's being saved in the process. An evil king is deposed and Ralph returns to be raised up and placed in the palace again, where he rightly belongs.
Your Honors, I hate to say this, but I withdraw my objection.
I don't. That doesn't make him a princess. What? Yeah, None of it.
I think he follows a princess of the princess template.
That is not.
It sounds like the hero's
the argument, though.
There is literally a princess in that movie.
Right.
Yes, well, yes. She's got her own journey. I think Wreck-It Ralph fits the princess mold, and that's why I picked
Your Honors, I refile my objection.
I hate to be a gender essentialist. Here, Glenn, but what makes him a princess and not a prince?
Because in the Disney universe, princesses have their own specific path that is it's a template for the path that they follow. And I would say that Wreck-It Ralph's journey is much more akin to a princess than a prince or some other king. So I would not argue, for instance, in The Lion King that Simba is a... Not Simba. What am I saying? Simba
Nala?
Is...
The main character of the Lion King.
Sorry.
Wow.
Thank you. I would not argue that Simba is a Disney princess for lots of reasons, but
why not? He fits all of the things you said about Ralph.
Yeah. I'm not sure. He's exiled.
His parents are dead. He comes back. He takes over the castle
and,
again.
And his parents were actually royalty.
I would introduce into evidence, where is Wreck-It Ralph's I Want song?
And also, where is the costume change, the dramatic costume change that is required as a part of being a Disney princess, which Simba has?
Yeah, see, I think this is all specifics. I think there is some gender essentialism. I think there's specifics. I think his journey is not a king's journey. It's not a hero's journey. I think he goes through a princess's journey. And so that when he's done, he has found his true worth among his people. And he is recognized for his role and is raised above, where before he's down in the dirt, he's being treated like a drudge, his true identity not fully appreciated. And in fact, he winds up saving the day. But he is also, right, he has also helped others along the way.
But his parents were not royalty.
We don't know who his parents are. There could be a Wreck-It Ralph 3. It turns out he's a princess.
Your Honors, I must move for segment judgment. There's no way this flies.
I think we need judgment.
When Vanellope von Schweetz is right there.
Right.
But I don't, I think she has a different journey. Sure, she's a princess. I'll accept that. But I think her journey is different. I think Ralph's journey is to she is already a princess that she doesn't know that she is one. His is to become one across the journey of the movie.
Become one. So
I
then his parents.
I wrote a poem and everything. Come on.
All right. Annette and I have conversed in our chambers.
Mm-hmm.
and I even with the power of poetry. Annette has not seen the movie, and
I have.
I've seen all of them several times, and I'm going to say that no, I'm sorry. Wreck-It Ralph is not a Disney princess because you have not proven royalty appropriately.
Your Honors, I must commend your brilliant judgment.
do we want to let Glenn have a second choice, or do he misses this round?
Oh, I should get a pass.
I believe he must be struck down with most
furious hands. Okay, so we'll it as an entry, but in brackets, we are going to write rejected.
Listen, I will argue all day and night about many things, but the fact is I cannot prove royal parentage, so I have to step down. And he was not given an honorary title either, so I will step away from the dais.
Yes, you may have had a poem, but you did not have Slaughter Race.
off the dais.
Okay, so it is now Kathy and my turn. Kathy is going to present our first entry.
Can I preface this with, you would be absolute legends if you jointly drafted Elsa and Anna at the same time?
Maybe next round. I know, because we have a different choice this round.
Have you seen their notes?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have not seen our notes. You have not seen our spreadsheet with our lists and all of that. However, instead, I will present to you our round one pick that is flawless and has zero arguments allowed. And of course, that is Thor.
Oh,
agreed.
You sniped me.
And me.
Yeah, yep. And me.
Yep. Indeed.
Oh, I should have led with Thor.
Perhaps
I had the poem.
Indeed, you should have. You even with the poem. Yeah, sorry.
I'll say this: it's not a requirement for a Disney princess to be beautiful, but Thor is beautiful.
Yeah. It's very mm-hmm. true.
Oh yeah,
it's very true.
Glorious, glamorous, an incredible mane of hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Magic hair, one might even say.
Magic hair, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except for the hands.
Only Disney princess eats. To appear nude.
And it's true. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, visually. Moises, I just searched the internet, and I have some news for you.
Moises, I thought it was nude
Monty,
more than...
Monty, this is a family-friendly podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought it was nude in more than one frame is the one cell.
Yeah, I enjoy that Monty and I did no coordination beforehand, but he's picking up everything that I'm laying down.
Since, of course, there are no objections because everyone is in agreement.
None whatsoever.
I believe we shall move on to round two.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely bringing us back to James Thompson.
I'm going to pick a Kit Tantalos, daughter of Queen Sorsha, Princess of Tira's Leen, from the 2022 Disney Plus show Willow. She's irrefutably a Disney princess. You know, like many of the examples we've given, has no interest in being married off to a prince, instead finds love with a brave warrior woman. In service to the royal household. You know, she has all the requisite adventures, goes on a quest to defeat an ancient evil. I think she deserves to be placed in the Disney store with little dolls amongst all the other princesses.
I would buy them. So yeah, that needs to happen.
And I truly endorse any further boosting of that show, which is great, and I don't think has gotten nearly the acclaim and attention that it deserves. It's a wonderful, wonderful fantasy show that you don't have to even have seen the original movie to enjoy, I think. I think a part of it is because she does such a wonderful job establishing herself firmly as an indisputable Disney princess.
And I think, it is a fabulous example of a modern reimagining of one of the older Disney properties.
Yeah, I knew, I was like, put that on our list and was like, James is going to steal this one.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We had talked to about Willow Thor before. First.
Yes, we did. Rosemary.
I'm going to have to pick another classic princess because there are highs and lows, or hoes at any rate, and not in the non-family friendly sense, I hasten to assure you.
Which princess is this going to be?
She has not just one sidekick, not just a forest full of sidekicks, but also an entire family of assistants, complete with their own jewelry collection-ish, to assist her, and the requisite evil stepmother, who, of course, is trying to steal everything from her just because it just so happens that her stepdaughter happens to be a bit prettier than she is, because guess what? Small children do tend to be rather adorable, and so therefore they're always considered prettier than the evil adult who's attempting to overthrow the country. And so therefore, my next pick is Snow White, because who else other than the original, the first ever Disney princess?
No argument here.
None. Yeah. Perfect.
Great pick.
I love the original Snow White story, which I was reading about recently, doing some research into a totally unrelated topic, I have to say, not to do with this. And that she was like, that's like she wasn't woken with a kiss, right? She was, after she doesn't take, she has an apple piece stuck in her throat or something, mm-hmm. and it's the servants moving her to the prince's palace, dislodge it. Or it's a much less romantic story when your servants wake you up.
They drop her coffin.
Yes, yeah. which is a great little change. Schneewittchen in the original German, just so we all know.
Bless you.
Cause
which is actually like Snow Witch.
Yeah. Well, there's a dialect of Bavaria. Well, all right, we'll get to it.
And she's now as of the Wreck-It Ralph slumber party scene, voiced by Pamela Ribbon, Academy Award nominee for her short film My Year of Dicks. which is the title of the film.
I know her. Nice. There, I did drop a name after all. Hey.
Here you go,
I
mean, here you go, Monty. Let me hand you this back as we move on to Moises.
I am forging ahead in following the rules to an extraordinary, extraordinary extent for what I may
are
be known
to
for.
Follow rules here?
there have been various groundbreaking firsts with Disney princesses. First one to, you know, not have an I Want song, but, you know, a song that plays in the background that she doesn't actually sing. First of various different ethnic extractions. And my next pick goes in that direction. Disney's first Black princess. And you might think that I'm talking about Tiana, but I'm not. Though I love her, and she's got one of the best songs in the Disney canon and almost there. But instead, I'm going to the stage to Aida. From Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida, the timeless love story, the opera that became a musical that it still baffles me is not yet a Disney movie, but this is a Disney production. So, this legendary princess from the legend. I mean, I don't see how you could argue against Aida, on top of the fact that songs like Elaborate Lives and Enchantment Passing Through and so many others from that show are some of the best songs in the Disney canon. That, I mean, since this thing came out in the late 90s now, it's now considered vintage. Ouch. My just bones like are creaking me. As I
How
say
How can
it.
That be? The 90s were 10 years ago. We
and the
know
90s
this.
Were 10 years ago. I agree. If you are not yet familiar with Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida, the cast recording leaps from your ears into your mind and conjures a visual spectacle, even without having to look at any reference material. It's an incredible show. It's one that, as much as I dearly love Beauty and the Beast, and as much as I'm auditioning to play the Beast in a month, Aida, I think, is my favorite Disney musical. As deeply as others mean different things to me, as a show, I think that it really it's the pinnacle of what they have done on Broadway and on the stage, and that carries over to regional theater and amateur theater productions of it that have spilled out over the last 20 years or so. So yeah, Aida, fight me! I'll bring the armies of Egypt to bear against you.
I don't think we need to fight you.
No,
I feel like you have followed the rules. Also, indeed. I want to see this. I've never heard of it.
It's so good.
It's really good.
Exciting. Rent's Adam Pascal was in the original Broadway cast.
Mm.
Since we are not contesting this, we will now turn to you, Kelly.
All right. So I am picking a more standard issue this time. Not necessarily because she's my favorite princess, although there is one specific thing for her that I very much enjoy and am 100% behind. But her parents are royalty. We do actually see them in her film. She does. She is, like I said, more of a standard issue character. And I'm picking her for a few reasons. Number one, of the sort of OG group of Disney princesses, this is hands down my favorite Disney princess movie. It is not close. I am not taking questions at this time. And the other reason is because when we see her, she, much like Cinderella, has not just one fairy godmother, but three. And two of them continue to debate whether or not her dress should be pink or blue. And blue, obviously, is the correct color. And by now, you should probably have already put together that I am talking about Princess Aurora from the film Sleeping Beauty.
Classic.
So good. Even if she sleeps through half of it.
It's true.
Yes. But not, I mean, that's how you know she's a princess.
But one of the protagonist, I feel like.
No.
Yeah. One of the, I mean, I would argue that Maleficent is the protagonist of that movie, almost.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it that way, it's a little different story. But It features one of the best villains. It features what is my favorite castle. It features the art. It doesn't look like any other Disney movie, let alone Disney movies featuring princesses, any other Disney animation. None of them look like this. And as far as the film goes, I love to look at it. I love to listen to it. It's so much fun. Like I said, the small things about it are the things that make me happy. Like, princesses don't necessarily have to wear pink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a very particular kind of beauty to Sleeping Beauty that's unique among even other Disney princess movies of its era, because mm-hmm. of the extreme widescreen framing, the technology that they use to get the kind of multi-plane effects of depth that you see in it. I hope that Disney Plus doesn't crop it like they kind of mess with some of the older movies, because it's one of the most beautiful extra widescreen movies ever made.
Yeah, it looks like a fairy tale book.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
And they had a true fine artist come in as opposed to someone who was being an animator. And by having Evind Uryl, I don't know how to pronounce his name correctly.
Evind Uryl, close.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Yes, just was a brilliant choice. I mean, the art, that his style is so distinct. And mm-hmm. it's just glorious. And obviously Aurora is a Disney princess, but a good choice for a beautiful movie. And with that, I do believe it is Monty's turn.
Okay, so I was going to be very buttoned up, very, in the pocket. These are all clearly Disney princesses. But then I decided I wanted to set myself a challenge.
Ooh. I love this. See, Monty, this is why you are here.
Tell me more.
I'm listening.
This is somebody that I'm probably going to have to do some work to convince people is A, owned by Disney, and B, a princess. Okay. But this
set
is
the challenge. Yes.
This is a Kansas girl who went to another country. This is Dorothy Gale of Oz. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, the Disney aspect. I know there was a movie made by MGM called The Wizard of Oz.
It's one of many adaptations of that story, Monty. Mm-hmm.
There was a movie made by Disney called Return to Oz. Mm-hmm. Firuza Balk is my Dorothy.
Well, okay, so
Monty, I knew where you were going before you mapped it out, and beautiful map making. I love it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I thought you were going to go Muppet Wizard of Oz. So, yeah, I also was surprised. Well done.
Muppet Wizard of Oz only reinforces this argument.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dorothy,
Monty, I had Ozma of Oz on my list, which means I must accept your like return to Oz.
Whoa, now.
Ozma's really good.
Ozma's very good.
Ozma's better than Dorothy.
Yeah.
Damn, but I picked Dorothy.
I feel like we're hyping up Ozma in advance of Ozma.
Oh. She's here. Where is she?
All right. Anyway, Dorothy is not a princess in Return to Oz. But as I'm sure everybody knows, in the book The Emerald City of Oz, the sixth mm-hmm. of the Oz books written by L. Frank Baum, Ozma does make Dorothy a princess of Oz.
Yes.
And I maintain that mm-hmm. carries over to all versions of Dorothy, even those set before The Emerald City of Oz.
Here.
Okay, so Kathy, probably, I don't know if you've, I've read every single Oz book. I'm like obsessed with Oz. So
I have not, Monty, so I will leave this to you.
I accept your argument because I love The Emerald City of Oz. I think that was one of the best books.
Yeah. All right, well then, Dorothy, she's plucky. She's got a dog. She's also got a chicken and a cat later on. She's great. Who doesn't like Dorothy? Especially...
Jack, what do you call him? Jack-o'-lantern guy.
Jack Pumpkinhead?
Yes.
Yeah. He's not really Dorothy's, really. Wow, he's from the Patchwork Girl of Oz, where Dorothy doesn't appear until maybe at the end.
Is that one with the giant bugbear and the enlarging lantern, I think? Not bugbear, some kind of bug through the walks off the stage.
HMWogglebugTE. Yes, he is in it.
Thank you. Yes. I knew, Auntie, yeah, I knew I could count on you.
Put some respect on his name, Glenn.
If anyone ever wants to go very deep on Oz, let me know.
I love those books.
Sounds like Annette is there.
I'm there, but like Disney needs to mine the whole, because I think that whole series, the first book is good, but there is so much gold
there
in that series.
There's some beautiful graphic novel adaptations of those books.
Ooh. Yeah.
That are absolutely gorgeous.
I think all public domain now, or close to, right? 1927 mm-hmm. would be the mm-hmm. cutoff. So there we go.
Which brings us to Glenn. Glenn, will you recover?
It does. Well, I'm, you know me, Annette, you know me. I am
a man
of endless depths of enthusiasm and enjoyment of life. I had a brief moment where Monty started where I was like, Monty is going to pick Wreck-It Ralph and he's going to sell it. And everyone's going to go, yes, of course, Wreck-It Ralph is a And I was going to sit here thinking, am I in a nightmare? So let me start by asking, do princesses have to be alive? Or mechanical, is that? Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is, I'm going.
What?
No.
Do princesses need to be mechanical? Answer the question.
Are you drafting the Queen of the Damned from the
book? I'm sorry. I have a very straightforward.
He's going really
is TikTok a princess?
I have a very straightforward pick. One of my favorite Disney princesses. There is no objection that she is one. I thought she would be sniped, but she was top of my list. Is Merida from Brave, a movie that I own on actual physical media. I've watched several times. It's a Disney princess movie that passes the Bechdel test, which I love, a Bechdel test rather. And I think it's a great tale. It's rousing. It's very funny. It lets the primary character express herself sort of constantly. And then to understand where she has made, not overstepped, but where the intersection of what she wants and what is needed combined, and how she can fuse that into something new when her mother finally respects her. It's a beautiful film. So Merida.
I would say I am displeased at the mocking of her accent in the Wreck-It Ralph sequel. When she's speaking perfectly clear English to me. Just to say.
I don't think there's any objection to Merida, though.
Voiced
by a Scottish actress.
Two Scottish actresses, as a matter of fact.
Wait, who's the second one who voiced
her? So, Kelly MacDonald in the movie and Ruth Connell from Supernatural in Disney Infinity and various other things.
Okay.
Basically, anything other than the mainline stuff.
Still, and it was supposed to be Reese Witherspoon originally, apparently.
Thank God. No offense to Reese Witherspoon, but...
That would have been a poor choice.
That would have been a very different movie.
Yeah, it was Merida from Nashville? Is that why they needed Reese Witherspoon?
I don't know, but I think it's a kind of, that theory about sort of the perfect movie is not a movie that is absolutely like the best movie of all time or whatever. It's that it sets out to do something interesting and important in the structure of the film, and when you're at the end, you're like, wow, they really did that, and
that's
what
they did.
Yep.
Yes. So yeah, no concerns at all whatsoever. And with that, I do believe it is our turn, Annette. Would you present our choice?
Yes, I am going to present a princess who is top of mind because Agents of Smooch has an episode about this coming out recently by the time this drops. She is a princess in a very popular movie named The Princess Bride, Princess Buttercup. She maybe did not start out as a Disney princess, but now she appears to be in the Disney universe, seeing as Disney is now, it's on the Disney Channel. We love her. She is a great princess who spends most of the time being rescued by many men. How do you not love
for
that?
For varying values of rescue, I might add.
Yes. Yes, it's true. Yes. It's a movie I loved and still love.
Buttercup Story is one that I don't need Disney to remake and redo it or redo it as a TV show. I know that's sacrilege coming from me because I think everything should be a TV show.
It's true.
That,
he does.
That movie still really absolutely does hold up. And as many things from that same era as kind of, have some creaky issues to them. The Princess Bride really, it beyond stands the test of time.
Truth. listen to our episode coming soon in with the Agents of Smooch Feed.
Both Kathy and James.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
All right, then let us start up with round three. Back to the top, James. It is your turn.
Again, I'm faced with like, what shall I do now? Knowing this is probably my last one. I think for the avoidance of all doubt for my next pick, I'm choosing a character from a Disney film, or at least it debuted on Disney Plus in the UK. And the character's name is The Princess, which I think establishes already. I don't need to go any further. But I think she, and the film is, of course, called The Princess. And I feel that she meets all the legal requirements of this draft. She's. Yes.
Do you have a link to like a Wikipedia article or something? Because clearly searching The Princess in Google will not bring anything up appropriately.
Have you tried searching for The Princess by Peacock?
The Princess.
Oh,
it does show up. It does show up.
Or The Princess and the Peacock.
The Princess. The Princess 2022 action film on Hulu.
Yes. So, okay.
In Canada, it is on Star and it is on Disney.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. In American, it's Hulu.
Hulu, also Disney. Anyway.
That's true. Anything on Hulu is Disney.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I have to go change my picks.
You have a little bit of time, Monty. A couple people ahead of you.
She is kept prisoner in a tower, you know, with the threat of being married against her will, which is, as we've established through many of these characters, princess material. Unlike many of the other princesses on this list, she decides to take matters into her own hands and expresses her displeasure at this situation through the twin mediums of martial arts and murder. Ooh. And I recommend this film just for its taking down of the sort of princess tropes. It's like a Disney princess film meets The Raid in martial arts terms. So, yes, watch this film. It's great.
That brings us back to you, Rosemary.
Well, my next one is a little bit of a forgotten one. It's an excellent film, fabulous songs. You know, there's travel, there's dancing, there's obviously singing because there are songs. And of course, you know, there's the whole, you know, let's have a humongous war and potentially kill a lot of people aside of it. So my next vote is for Anya, otherwise known as Princess Anastasia.
Oh, that's such a good pick.
Ooh. Good choice.
And she was never an official Disney princess, which is a tragedy. But I do kind of understand why, because, you know, it's slightly thorny topic, but you know, it's a wonderful film. If you have never seen Anastasia, you should see it, because it's
basically
amazing.
A Disney musical made not by Disney, but now Disney owns it. They should just put her on the list.
Exactly. Right?
Produced by Don Bluth, who left Disney shortly after the Black Panther. Rosemary, I think you've done a beautiful strategic move in just gently letting everybody else test the boundaries of permissiveness, so that this comes in completely unquestioned. Who cares about corporate boundaries? The corporate boundaries don't exist anymore. It's all one kingdom.
Exactly.
It's true. And also, it was on my list, so of course, if I was going to put it on, I can't argue against someone else's choice of choosing that, unless I wanted to be a real jerk and say, no, you can't have it, and then give myself permission. But
and she's not
I
that
am,
much of a jerk.
And now the Broadway musical is now Disney's too.
So they just kind of absorbed that.
Yeah. I will be going to see the musical later this month. I'm excited.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
The other thing that makes it Disney is it's got both Jim Cummings and Angela Lansbury in it. So
it's true. Yeah, it's, you know. It hits all the beats. She's got an adorable animal companion.
Yeah. Yeah. Jodie Benson has done covers of all the songs.
Yep. The villain has an adorable companion. You know, it's great. Yeah. No argument whatsoever.
Thank you to everybody else for paving my way.
you're welcome.
I was writing my speech for Anastasia when you announced it.
All right. Moving on. It is Moises's turn.
I feel like, you know, even if we do a lightning round after this, I think I have to make my last proper full-sized pick. again, I'm following rules, y'all. I'm following rules.
It's very impressive, blah, blah,
blah. I'm going to the official list of 13. The official list for a Disney princess who didn't start out a princess, did not actually end a princess, but is undeniable as a Disney princess to the point that, of course, she's on the list of 13. Who else could help us get down to business?
Yes.
And defeat the Huns yes. in an incredibly racist, racially coded thing against Mongolians. Mm-hmm. But that aside, everything else about Mulan is amazing. Down to the fact that I would argue that of all of the Disney princesses with sequels, Belle's Enchanted Christmas, full respect on it. Total respect. But Mulan 2 is the most underappreciated of all of those direct-to-video Disney princess sequels that got made. Even Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time.
That I was going to bring up.
The wicked stepmother gets the magic wand and starts bippity-boppity-booing reality, which some screenwriter got vastly underpaid to do way more heavy lifting than the third Cinderella movie deserved. Back to Mulan. Mulan 2 has good songs, has an engaging story. All around, anything that brought Ming-Na Wen into the pantheon of the goddesses that are the Disney princesses. She's undeniable. Your honors, I would say that there is no legal recourse to disqualify my claim because, I mean, she's on the list.
It's true. And yeah. One might further make a mention of the fact that she has the highest body count of any other princess, which is an important statement, especially when looking at James's pick of the princess.
Yeah.
What are their body counts? I know Merida kills some people.
Yeah.
Raya looks like she's probably killed some people. She's got a sword.
Yeah, Raya's got to have killed something.
Yeah, but no one has killed an entire army in an avalanche.
Mm-hmm. No. Rapunzel does try with a frying pan.
Black Widow. Is Black Widow a Disney princess? Because she kills an entire prison in this avalanche with her sword.
One could say that, you know, she's heir to the Red Room dynasty. So there is a sort of
regal
lineage. But we're moving ahead because you know, it's not done yet.
Maybe Kelly will pick that one.
Well, my next pick for the final round, I'm laying it all out there and I can make a case. This is a late entry to the list of Disney princesses. Also being a Disney princess in the same way that Buttercup now is. This was a movie that was made, is beloved, and now is owned by Disney. So that's how that works. And this character is a leader of people, wears absolutely nothing but fabulous outfits, beginning to end. We know is on a quest for true love. It is made very clear throughout the film. And the mother of this character, is referred to as the Old Queen, which is where the princess in the Disney princess comes from. And of course, It should be obvious by now. The character I am talking about is the leader of the Transylvanians in a film that has been playing in my hometown for hundreds of years now, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I am, of course, referring to Dr. Frank N. Furter.
Approved.
Isn't he an evil queen?
No, his mother was the old queen. There was an unproduced sequel called Revenge of the Old Queen that is about Frankenfurter's mother. If Frankenfurter's mother is the old queen, that would make Frankenfurter, especially in the outfit where we come upon him in the first place, a Disney princess.
I don't know, extensive headcanoning really furthers the case.
He does live in a castle.
It's true.
Exactly. It's
true. And incredible legs.
Yes.
Which is a bonus. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has a song about the wanting the thing. Does sing songs.
I mean, much more of an I want song than Wreck-It Ralph.
Hey. Wreck-It Ralph isn't a musical. What's your
point? Shut up and drive.
So that's my pick.
Interesting. Interesting choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, Annette. What do you think?
Well, we have conferred. Long and hard, we are saying accepted. Accepted.
Yes.
Yay! Amazing.
You are well
amazing. Amazing. Wow. When people look at this episode, they'll be like, Disney Princess Draft. I don't know if I want to listen to that. But did they know that an hour in, we would get to the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
I don't know.
I trust everyone.
Our listeners know us pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
That seeing the guests on the list, I think they could probably assume that it would be an interesting
show.
Are you
suggesting we are sort of chaotic in some fashion?
No,
never.
Never. But
I'll flat out say it. We are today. None of us are agents of smooch. We are all agents of chaos.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. I think we need to move on to the chaos master himself, Monty Ashley.
I mean, you can do that, but I'm just going to pick Elsa.
Damn.
All right.
Which you should just let it go.
Is not an official Disney princess on the list.
Monty,
acknowledged.
Monty's not holding back anymore. That's the thing.
Yes. Show yourself, Monty.
All right. The reason Elsa and her sister Anna are not on the list of Disney princesses is that their movie is so big, it equals the Disney princess franchise and merchandise sales.
Which is a ridiculous reason not to include them, I think.
Elsa and Anna are going to stage a hostile takeover of the Disney princess organization as corporate raiders.
Do you want to build a franchise?
Like, they looked at the list of princesses and were like, well, to be honest, Pocahontas and Rapunzel, they're going to drag down these Frozen girls. They have to be on their own. But they are clearly princesses at the beginning of the movie. Like, iconic. These are the two girls who are daughters of the king and queen, so they're princesses. They're extremely Disney. Disney just announced that Frozen 3 is coming out, along with 7,000 layoffs. And
they're not making enough money, Monty.
I know. It's awful for them. And between Elsa and Anna, I picked Elsa because she has superpowers and the best song. I still like that song because I don't have kids and I only listen to it when I want to.
obviously, you mean Into the Unknown.
Yes.
Clearly. Well, obviously, approved stamp.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that brings
and now
that
it's time for Glenn to draft Kristoff.
I have not. My children are too old for Frozen, so we did not watch it that much at all. I have a surprisingly controversial pick that I would love to spend an hour or two talking about, frankly, but we're not gonna. It's Rapunzel from the Tangled portion of the universe. I think Rapunzel, she meets all the tests. She's on the list as the, I think she's an alternate, right? Or is she a main one? I can't even remember now. She is a main official princess. Mm-hmm. And I thought the movie was a hoot. I've watched it a few times. My kids enjoyed it. I think it's quite good, although it's got, you know, it simplifies things a little bit. And then what puts her over to the top for me, though, is Rapunzel's Tangled Adventure, a 3-season animated series that is just bizarre. I mean, it's got the original actors from the film in it, Mandy Moore, Zachary Levi, Levy, and it's some wonderful voices, other voices in it. But it's just, it is hilarious and weird and very, very dark and incredible twists in it. Sorry, not a pun about the concept, but I think the character is an uninspired piece of legend in which she occupies a very passive role and so forth. And the movie reimagines her, and then the TV series broadens it into an incredibly fully realized character. And so Rapunzel.
No argument whatsoever.
What?
I like it.
Can I also point out that Family Circus's Billy, or half of Billy, Glenn Keane, half Billy, Glenn Keane came up with the original idea and then had a health issue and then had to step away, but was involved and is still with us and doing well. So we have a Family Circus reference and Family Circus Circle reference, rather, sorry. Or Family Circus. I can't remember. What is it called?
Circus. It's circus.
Circus is the comic.
Thank you.
Circle is the magazine.
It's a circle. Circle takes the square. But the thing is, reading up on Glenn Keane, he has a Disney medical condition almost. He has aphantasia, which is the inability to form mental pictures. And like, oh, there's the Fantasia reference as well.
Wait. So, a legendary animator can't form mental pictures?
Yes.
That's amazing.
And I've seen him, I've seen him lecture about it. He does drawing. It teaches people, you know, about animation. Yeah. It's really generous with his time, it seems like, and is taught. And it is fascinating to hear somebody who doesn't have mental pictures talk about how he conceptualizes things. So also awesome. Yeah.
Wow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
For people who didn't understand the Family Circus reference, Family Circus was created by Bill Keane, B-I-L, based Thank on his you. Family, and Glenn Keane, legendary Disney animator, was one of his kids, the one
I'm
that Billy was based on.
The subtitling provided by
Thank
Footnotes.
For...
and, yeah, sorry.
Thank you, Monty.
Annette, what's our third round pick?
We already revealed our cards, and yet nobody stole Ozma from us. For this, basically the same reasons as Marty already made that argument, but it's like, yeah, Ozma of Oz, she's great.
All right.
Yes.
Eventually I once said Ozma is a trans icon.
Yeah. She is.
Yeah. Oh,
she starts in the book
awesome.
As a boy and then becomes a girl.
That's
and,
right.
And everybody just is like, oh yeah, that's great. And it's, it's not a thing.
And of course, L. Frank Baum probably never intended that sort of thing, but suck it, L. Frank Baum.
Yeah.
Well, we own it now. Now, if you look at the male characters who star in L. Frank Baum's books and the male characters are all damaged in some way. It's very interesting. You might have intended it.
Nah. Maybe don't suck at L. Frank Baum. Maybe you're not so bad. Maybe you're nothing like Lewis Carroll.
Yeah.
Oh dear Lord, let's hope that. That's very funny.
If I may petition our judges, can we do a lightning round before we do the bring out your dead, bring out your wallflowers thing? Just because we've depleted so few of the official princesses.
Wait, isn't that the same? What's the difference? Excuse me, country lawyer. What's the difference between the lightning round and bring out your dead?
Just to get one more official pick, and then we go completely.
So
nuts.
What you're actually asking for is a fourth round.
Real fast, just real fast.
Okay.
You know what? I'll allow it.
Okay, fine. If I'm gonna.
Yes, fast picks.
That's good because I have actually one more real one, and my bring out your dead are less real ones, so that's good.
Okay, well, my lightning pick is somebody definitely from a Disney film, comes from a land that doesn't really have a direct concept of royalty as such, but I think she meets all the criteria, lives in a high tower, reads books about adventure, just wants to have her own, rescues the son of an important man from a foreign land, they defeat a wizard, etc., etc. I'm picking Quora from the Tron Legacy movie.
Oh.
I love it.
Oh, I like it.
Fair. Allowed, yes. All right, Rose. All right.
This one. My pick is the one, the only, the green ogre, Princess Fiona.
Ooh. Nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wait. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Track, but I believe DreamWorks is not owned.
Gonna do
but,
this.
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah, that's a good choice, but yeah,
it is not Disney.
Not Disney.
I know. How many people actually know the difference? And also, it's Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews is in there.
To argue against my own argument, Fiona is so potently a Disney princess that she breaks the boundaries of corporate ownership.
She is so powerful and an example of the Disney princess tropes that it doesn't matter that she's a DreamWorks princess. She is so vividly Disney.
I like that argument. The character is a Disney princess by a different company.
By a different...
She's held captive by an evil man named Jeffrey Katzenberg.
And when she sings the birds explode because her magic is incompatible with the DreamWorks universe.
There you go.
Exactly. She has an animal sidekick-ish. Mm-hmm. She's got gingerbread sidekick, that's for sure. I personally feel like she counts.
Well, I guess we're overthrowing our corporate overlords and saying, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Question mark. Yep.
For my lightning pick, I've got to go to the first movie I saw in a movie theater because I want to be where the people are. Ariel, the Little Mermaid, inclusive of all of the problematic things in that movie, and its further extensions and so on, its sequels and so on. Ariel is undeniably one of the top of the top.
Truth.
Excellent.
Right. Kelly.
I know that this is pretty firmly on the list. Her code may say she's a princess, even though she thinks of herself as a racer, and that is Vanellope von Schweetz.
Ooh.
She really was on my list.
The one actual princess in the Wreck-It Ralph
series. There are other princesses in that series.
All right, Monty.
I'm going to pick Maid Marian from the Robin Hood movie. Just really quick, the Robin Hood movie is great. Maid Marian is boring. She has the worst song in the movie, but it is still nonsense that she is not officially a Disney princess because she's clearly a Disney princess. Look at her.
Obviously.
She's absolutely a princess. Yeah.
Obviously. Yep. True. Allowed. Moving on. Glenn.
I don't think this is controversial, but I may have to defend it very quickly. Luisa Madrigal from Encanto, because I think she's actually kind of my favorite character in there. She has a song about what she wants and what she wants to fill her life. And the arguable part is Mirabelle isn't technically yet an official Disney princess, but she is concomitant with others. And she's listed under the future Disney princesses. And so I think if Mirabelle is a princess, then of course Luisa is also a princess.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I think Under Pressure is one of the most iconic Disney princess songs.
Really dig it.
Agreed.
Of recent years.
I'm okay with that.
Anybody Woo-hoo. Who carries that many donkeys, guess what? You're a princess.
It's true.
This is the new rule. Let it be told across the kingdom.
Quantity of donkey carriage.
Fiona has one donkey. Luisa has many donkeys.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Yep. All right. Good call. All right. Moving on to our final pick, because donkey I definitely pick. Know that we have a pick. And unfortunately, we can't pick the duo. So instead, we'll pick the singular Anna as our round four pick.
Because Anna's awesome.
Underappreciated
songs. She's super great.
Underappreciated story arc.
Great.
Yes.
Great. Yeah, I haven't seen Frozen 2 yet, so I don't know.
Best Prince. Oh,
it's all right.
Monty.
Monty, I'll send you a Blu-ray.
best Prince.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
So now we will do our official lightning round. Bring out your wallflowers. So whatever else you need to get off your chest, if there is anything, now is your last chance. Starting with you, James Thompson.
Well, getting off your chest is actually a very good introduction. I choose all of the xenomorphs from the Alien franchise. Their mother is a queen, and they lay eggs, so they are princesses. Done.
Royal lineage. They don't lay eggs. Only the queen lays eggs.
Where's their song?
Not that all is princess not a requirement. Movies are musicals.
Well, I reckon Ralph it was apparently. Knew
Listen,
this song.
We have given your answers and your reason, our reasoning for your ruling, Glenn, and none of it was the song. So moving on, James, do you have any other wallflowers?
No, that's me. Everyone else has been picked. So just all the xenomorphs, all of them. That's all my dead.
Literally, I guess.
All right, moving on. Rosemary.
Well, I mean,
She may have more legs than a conventional Disney princess, but she's small, she's adorable, and she definitely has a tiara. I am going for Dot from A Bug's Life.
Yay!
Aww. Nice. Nice. Good choice.
Yeah. And honorable others? Mention to Jane from Tarzan, because I just love the idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. She's amazing.
And so the Bring Out Your Wallflowers round, you can list anything else that's on your list or in your brain that you thought of that has not been mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jane was definitely on my list.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that all of your list, though, I think is the question.
Yeah, I mean, I have a very long list. We'll be here for a good couple of weeks if I go through that. So maybe let's
give
not.
Me five more.
Rattle off a couple more. Rattle off a couple more. Just real fast.
Give us some.
Esmeralda, obviously, has to be on there.
Clearly.
It's horrible that her status got revoked.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. Brain, words, name from Enchanted. Giselle.
Giselle.
Oh, yeah. I always picked her.
She's great.
Yeah. The only reason why she's not on the list is because they didn't want to have to pay Amy Adams every time they made a doll that looked like Amy Adams. So, And the other one, of course, is Tinkerbell, who was an official princess and then stopped being an official princess because she got her own franchise because they could make more money that way.
I bet she has a pretty good body count. I bet she's killed lots of people.
True. Yeah.
I was going to put Tinkerbell on my list, but the original one who's nasty and then forgets about everybody and dies after a year, but not the
Dark Glenn. Dark.
Yeah. It's pretty dark. It's pretty dark, those original books.
They are very dark. Yeah.
I did see that the reason Jane is no longer a Disney princess, she's also on my list, and the reason that she ended up not being official is because she wears a yellow dress all through her movie, and they didn't want people to confuse her with the other one who wears a yellow dress.
That sounds like a valid enough reason.
Which is a dumb reason, but sounds exactly like something that Disney would do, so here we are.
Yeah, but they did have both of them in the parks at the same time for a while, because Disneyland Paris had an amazing sort of wire art and acrobatics performance of Tarzan.
Which was amazingly cool,
and I'm really sad that they discontinued it. Like, they have a mini Frozen stage there now, which is cool, but it's not wire art and acrobatics and circus skills.
Yeah.
And trampolines. It was amazing.
That sounds very cool. Yeah.
Oh, my list is kind of insane. Lady from Lady and the Tramp. Obviously, because how many more iconic moments from a Disney movie are there than that spaghetti thing? Alice from Alice in Wonderland, because she survived all of those hallucinogenics to inspire generations of children. I think the heroism of that, it can't be denied. And going to core Disney animation, I think it's absurd that Minnie Mouse is not considered a Disney princess, as she is absolutely Disney royalty, and to ascend to the throne, I mean, she must have been a princess at some point. And if we recognize Minnie, then we have to recognize the underappreciated Hortensia the cat, female counterpart of Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, who predated Mickey Mouse in the Disney animation canon, and who is now part of everything all over again. I feel like, you know, the most underappreciated other cat in the Disney royalty is Marie from the Aristocats. Yeah. I mean, it's there in the title. She's an Aristocat. She is a form of royalty, socially. how could you possibly deny that?
She was on my list. Socially.
She's social royalty. I feel like the United States can say something about how, you know, we've never had monarchs, but we've had social royalty. Why can't I? Rita from Oliver and Company, voiced by the incomparable Cheryl Lee Ralph. Yeah. The one female dog in a giant gang of dogs, in an approximation of Oliver Twist, and
such a good movie.
I think how could I get by without mentioning the heroine of Sleeping Beauty, Maleficent?
She was on my list.
Royalty from the Fae side of things. She's undeniable. And I'm not going to say Judy Hopps, because she doesn't count.
No, not royalty.
No, but Raya definitely counts.
Yes. Yes. All right. Why should I worry? But it's Kelly's turn.
Well, like I said, I did have Jane Porter on my list, and the others that I had were Princess Vespa from Spaceballs. Because, hi, have we met? And the other one on my list was because, once again, James and I sort of mirroring pics of each other.
Spaceballs was MGM.
That's true. Okay. But the because the xenomorphs end up part human, I would argue Ripley is a Disney princess. So there you go. That was my whole list. I didn't want to have to spend a bunch of time arguing for Ripley. So,
right.
Yeah. But Ripley, no, I think undeniably Ripley is a Disney princess. And if we can go with xenomorphs.
It's not a bigger stretch than I left the reluctant dragon off of my list, but I almost said, well, the reluctant dragon was definitely a princess.
I might go with that. Yeah.
And okay. That brings us to Monty.
Okay. So I did have some crazy picks lined up if everybody picked everything I said, and now everyone has picked everything on my list. So in the Zoom chat, I posted a link to a Amazon thing called Hello Kitty Becomes a Princess by 20th Century Fox by Michael Maliani. Now, it says MGM Kids on the box, but the title is by 20th Century Fox. Therefore, if 20th Century Fox owns Hello Kitty and Hello Kitty is a princess, I'm picking Hello Kitty.
And solid logic.
I just didn't think it would fly, and that's why I didn't go with it, because that would have been very on brand for me too. But I did go through I have this. There's a thing on Amazon. I actually went all the way through that and went that way. I can't make that case. So
yeah,
thank you,
save
Monty.
It for the lightning round. And of course, if you see the second segment of the 56th episode of Mickey Mouse Mixed Up Adventures, Princess Clarabelle, you'll learn that Clarabelle the cow is a princess.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No argument here.
Excellent. And Glenn.
Well, I have two quick ones that I could not figure out how to justify, but I just wanted to include them. One was
Fix
Eve.
It Felix. Fix It Felix for one.
Right? Eve from WALL-E, but I could not figure out how to make her be royalty, like child of royalty. So I felt like, I can't do that. But great character. And then this is totally ridiculous, but Bambi is a prince of the forest and becomes the great prince of the forest. But there's no way to argue. I think there is a gender essentialism for Bambi, because Bambi does not have the princess pathway and does not sing. So, but he is a prince of the forest and then the great prince.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing. Yeah. It's bring out your wallflowers and we don't need to make decisions.
I half expected Glenn to pull out one of the characters from Home on the Range or Chicken Little or something.
Right?
No.
I have bad news. It turns out Clarabelle is not a princess in Princess Clarabelle. She doesn't think she is, but her friend Olivia is.
No. Monty, we declared her a princess, and that's all that matters.
Because it's in the title. Okay. It's in the title.
Good. Just wanted to,
full disclosure. Thank you for being honest. Thank you for being honest. All right. Annette, do you want to do your bring out the...
I don't really have any more on my list. Do you have some on yours?
I do. Jasmine, obviously. Yeah. Tiana, Pocahontas, Nala, and Kida from Atlantis.
Well, right. I think everyone, you have done an excellent job of drafting Disney princesses. I think this was delightful. And Kathy, do you have anything else you want to say before we wrap things up?
Thank you for being my favorite princesses, all of you. The incomparable princesses, shall we say? That'll be our next draft. No, maybe not. That sounds like a terrible idea. Instead, we'll say thank you so much for being here. James, Rosemary, Moises, Kelly, Monty, and Glenn. And of course, Annette, for being my most amazing co-host.
Yeah, so thank you, everyone. And we will see you next time on The Incomparable.